Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is Pastor John Edmiston, and welcome to Uplifting Moments, where we dive into God's Word to bless your heart, your soul, and your mind. And in this broadcast today, we'll be talking about the unusual topic of how spiritual dreams and visions can communicate to us and help or hinder the Christian's emotional life. And this is from my book, Biblical EQ, which you can find at biblicaleq.com, and it's on page 41 and following of the book. The book's called Biblical EQ, but it's about biblical emotional intelligence. And today we're going to look at this passage of Scripture. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 to 16. Now these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that they may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Well, do you know, if you're a Bible-believing, born-again believer, that you have the mind of Christ? You can understand spiritual things. Your mind has been reshaped. It has been remade into the image of the mind of Jesus Christ. Of course, that's a continuing process called renewing your mind. Your mind is being changed. Your tastes are being changed. The things you like and dislike are being changed. And this mind, this mental framework, comes from God. You have a new way of thinking. You're putting the stinking thinking away, and you're putting God's new way of thinking into action in your heart, in your life, in your mind. It's giving you better beliefs. It's giving you a better perspective on life, and it's giving you better emotions so that you feel better because you're thinking better. And your stinking thinking isn't causing rotten emotions. So your blessed thinking, your godly thinking, is helping you to be stable, wise, and good. So how does that relate to the Holy Spirit? Well, the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit understands the things of God and communicates them to our human spirit. You have a human spirit, your spirit, soul, mind, and body. And the human spirit is the part of you that perceives the deepest things of life. Because the spirit part of you is deepest part of your emotional being. It's where you have dreams and visions. It's where you see the life from. It has 14 different ways it can go wrong, from a bitter spirit to an angry spirit, an impulsive spirit, so on and so forth, or a deeply grieved spirit. So your spirit is complicated. It's complex. And it is something your human spirit, we're talking about, not the Holy Spirit, your human spirit needs to be made alive by the presence of Jesus Christ. In your heart and mind, it needs to be quickened by the Holy Ghost so you can understand the Bible and understand spiritual things, and you can understand dreams and visions when they come to God from you, and you say, ah, I know what that means because God has revealed it to me. And in your spirit that is quickened by Christ, you understand things that are words of wisdom, words of knowledge that God gives you in the middle of your life, and you can hear God speak to you. It's like your own voice, but it's different. And it gives you good, and this voice, this spiritual voice, the voice of the Holy Spirit, can guide you as you go through life. Now, when a non-Christian person hears a phrase like the Lamb of God or the blood of Christ, it makes no sense to them at all. Those kind of phrases, such as the Lamb of God or the blood of Christ or various other symbols, do not enter into their mind because their mind is fallen. It is in darkness. It is mentally hostile to God. It has been held captive by the devil, and a veil is put over it. All those different phrases are used about the fallen state of the human mind. But your mind is not fallen if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian believer. You have Christ dwelling within you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. God has made you whole and is making you whole, so your mind can now understand the Bible and can understand this broadcast and the things of redemption that have been given to you in Christ Jesus, and which you need to take hold of by faith. So the important thing is that you become spiritually awake and spiritually aware. Now, if you've read the Gospels, you'll find that Jesus often talks about our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears, that we need to switch them on in order to hear God. And some people do not listen with their spiritual eyes, they don't listen with their spiritual ears and don't see with their spiritual eyes. I got that muddled up. Anyway, so we are spiritual beings in the deepest parts of us. Now, the spiritual part of you isn't like the rest of your emotions. The rest of your emotions go up and down and they fade away. If you watch a nice movie and it just moves you at the part of you that's called the soul, or the emotions, those emotions go up and down, and half an hour after the movie's over, you're off chatting away about something else and the movie has hardly any effect on you anymore. But the spirit is different. The spirit is not up and down. The spirit is on or off. It's binary. It's like a switch. So in the spirit, you're either guilty or not guilty. In the spirit, you're either forgiven or not forgiven. In the spirit, you are either traumatized and hurt or not traumatized and hurt, if the hurt's gone down to the level of your human spirit. It's on or off. And that's good news, because Jesus can heal you spiritually. He can get into those areas that were traumatized, hurt, bruised, and broken. And suddenly, something that's been bothering you for years and years and years can be healed by the presence of God. Now, that happened to me in 1997. Originally, I was from Australia, and I had a very difficult childhood with a lot of bullying in high school and various other things that happened to me. And a friend said, come to the United States. There's someone who might be able to help you. So this friend was rather wealthy and flew me to the United States, to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a man in the Morning Star Church prayed for me for about 20 minutes using a method of prayer for inner healing. And after that, I felt normal. For the first time in my life, I was 41 years old, I finally felt normal. I felt good. Because what had happened, it has happened at the level of my human spirit. What was on, all that trauma and rage and terrible things and inferiority, suddenly was switched off by this encounter of a vision with Jesus that I had at the time. And I went from being a very wounded person to a very healed person. And this can happen to you. If you get healing prayer, if you get prayer from people that can help you, you can be healed. Because the human spirit is on or off. It's either saved or unsaved. It's unsaved. Guilty or not guilty. Forgiven or not forgiven. Healed or not healed. That is the state of the human spirit. It's a different kind of a part to your personality. It's different from your soul. It's different from your mind. It's a very deep structural part of who you are. So the language of the spirit is images. The Holy Spirit doesn't think so much in words as images. Images of a beast with seven heads and 10 horns, or images of a lampstand full of oil, or images of a scroll flying through the air. If you look at the Hebrew prophets, you'll see they're constantly speaking in images, and God says to them, what do you see, Zechariah? Or what do you see, Jeremiah? And they will say what they see, and then there is an interpretation of the dream, the vision, or the symbol. So the language of your spirit, the deepest part of your soul, deepest part of your being, is symbolic language, which is why we have to be very careful of what we put in front of our eyes, of the symbols that we have around us, the things that we allow into our spirit, which is why I think it's a very bad idea to get involved with the occult or with Dungeons and Dragons or violent video games, or things that can set the images inside of you, the pictures in your mind and heart, in the wrong place, so you're dwelling on the wrong thing. You need to be careful to observe an inner state of yourself that is holy and good and righteous, and which is why you don't want any idols in your life. Don't bow down to statues. Don't bow down to graven images, because images form the basis of your spiritual life and your worship life, and the symbolism that drives you at the deepest level of who you are. And if the symbols in your life are all wrong, if they're demonic, if they're occultic, if they're revolved around things like Freemasonry and oaths and vows, then you don't want that kind of thing in your life. You want to put pure things before the eyes of your heart. Read the Bible. Pray. Set your mind on things above, not on things beneath. So that way, your human spirit, the part of you that's being renewed by God, the part of you that is constantly being touched by the Holy Spirit, will come alive. And you'll be able to hear God. You'll be able to understand the Bible. Bible verses will suddenly make sense to you because you now have the renewed mind. You have the mind of Christ. But what's that mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is the mental framework of Christ. Of course, you and I aren't thinking the very thoughts that Jesus, who was God, is thinking at the moment. We don't know about his plans for the second coming. We don't know how the ages will roll out. We don't have the precise thought content of Christ. But we have a new framework. We have a Christian, Christ-like mental framework that values righteousness, that values truth, that values love, joy, peace, and kindness, that values integrity, that looks at the world from a certain vantage point. When Adam was first made, he had a Christ-like mind. It was perfect. It absorbed truth readily. But then his mind fell. As he fell into sin, his mind was darkened. It was alienated from God. Was no longer able to receive truth. Truth bounced off the distorted, broken framework. Like a child's pegboard with the circles and the triangles go in their various holes. Well, Adam's mind was a perfect pegboard, but then it got twisted, so nothing fitted in it anymore. So now you're back, you're redeemed, you're in Christ, you're in the second Adam, not the first Adam. So your mind is being changed. Your mind is being transformed. Your spiritual framework for the rest of your life is very precious, and God is working on that day by day, year by year, so you have a holy framework and a holy perspective on life. Your perspective on life is very, very important. Not just that you have a positive perspective, that's important, but that you have a holy and godly perspective. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You seek to have the values of God. You try and think the way that Jesus thinks. You try and think the way the apostles thought. You have godly priorities. You're not just positive and smiling and happy, but you're thinking about things as you should think about things, with morality, with integrity, with wisdom, with strength, and with balance. Your mind is set right inside you, so you think the right things at the right time, come up with the right answers, and speak the right words. Words taught to you by God. You will have gracious words falling from your lips. You'll be someone which people say, well, she has changed. Her words are better. Her presence is better. She seems to be a different person now. May God bless you as you read Biblical EQ and as you study the Bible. May God bless you. Just a reminder, the book is biblicaleq.com. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.